How many of you felt the difference in the atmosphere this morning? It was good, in case you don't know. The heaviness is lifted, and it's just like everything seems 10 times brighter than it has been. You know, and about 4 days ago, I was sitting in my office, and I said, God, I said, the atmosphere is so dark. I thought in my house, and he said, no, this is the atmosphere about the government and what's going on in the government. This is how dark it is. And so today is light. 2 o'clock this morning, God said, heads are beginning to roll. So I know that God is in control. And President Trump has got to be in for another 4 years, because everything God told me he was going to accomplish has not been accomplished yet. And if he isn't in there, then it won't be accomplished. But he's going to be there. He is staying there. Let's put it that way. He didn't go anywhere, and he's not going anywhere, and he is our president. And that's why I put him in the bulletin this way. I want to honor him. He is our president. Amen. And for those of you who wavered, you know, you said you heard that he was going to be president for 8 years, and then you say, no, I made a mistake. I didn't really hear that. I feel sorry for you. Because, you know, either you hear God's voice or you don't. You can't say, oh, well, you know, I made a mistake one time. If you made a mistake one time, how many other times have you made a mistake? And you know me, I don't say anything unless I hear God say it. The world is looking for a voice. And God is sending his prophets forth as a voice. And if you're a false voice, they have no hope. They have no hope. And I just want to thank each and every one of you that stood your ground and kept trusting and believing that what God said he was going to bring to pass. I'm so glad to see all your nice faces here. Some of you haven't been here for a while, but I'm glad to see all of you here. And I know that God has a special plan for each one of your lives. I'm hearing God say all the negative that's been going on in your life is now going to turn to positive. And where the enemy has been devouring, now he has to return 100-fold. So I want you to take that into your spirit, and I want you to leave here with that. That he can no longer steal, kill, and destroy. You're his child, are you not? And I don't know about you, but my Father in heaven takes real good care of me. He never deserts me, never leaves me, nor forsakes me. Come on. And see, if you really truly follow God, you can go around and be cocky like I am. You know, I'm a child of God, and God takes care of me. I mean, that's just how I am. I just know that. Amen. He's so good. Well, Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. And Father God, I especially thank you for your long suffering for us who took so long to finally realize that you are God and that you are real and that you truly do love us. All those who came out this morning, Father God, came because they want to sit in your presence. I'm asking you, Father God, the good works that you started in them to complete it even this day. I'm asking, Father, if there's anyone here that needs a miracle, Father God, give them that miracle. And Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you all honor and all glory. I know you love America, and I know you're taking care of us. And we give you honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you, though, in the past year, you were ashamed that you're even an American citizen with all the junk that was going on? And one of the other countries now is mocking us because we're so out of control, they think. But I am proud to be an American, and I'm so proud that my God controls America. No man, no woman, but my God does. Amen. My children, I would say unto you this day, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. You have sacrificed much for my kingdom. You have given of yourself when you felt like you couldn't give any more. You have stood your ground when others mocked you and scorned you. You lifted your eyes unto me, the author and finisher of your life, and you stood your ground and said, Father, I know what you've spoken, and I know you'll bring it to pass. Little ones, everything I've spoken into each one of your lives personally, I am bringing to pass even this day. A mighty outpouring of my spirit is coming upon my church. and many, and I say many, who mocked me and scorned me, they will be done away with. But you, my little ones, you will be blessed beyond measure. I'm going to give into your coffers to the overflow. You will have enough for yourself and then enough to give into others' bosoms. I am sending you forth full of my might and my power, even this day, to do a great and mighty works for the kingdom of heaven. Know this, my little ones. I have your back. I hold you continually in my arms, and I never leave nor forsake those who are mine. Stand your ground. Don't back down. You're in the victory circle now, and the enemy can in no wise touch you. And Father, we thank you. We praise you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father. And I'm just hearing God say that some of you, you really need to draw on God more. And by that, he means you need to hear a word for your life. And as you cry out to him, he will either speak into your life personally, or he will have somebody else speak into your life. And God said, this is a final hour where the enemy can no longer harass you and twist you and turn you into a knot. But he has been given commission to let you alone. You are mine. You have served me well in the years past, and you will serve me even better in the years ahead. Greater things lie before your feet, little one. Greater things than what you've left behind. So march on in complete and total authority that you have received from the heavenly places, and do a great mighty works for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am the great I am, and I am surely with you even this day. Thank you, Father. You know, God has said that 2020 will be remembered as the year hate made the world go round. And God has spoken and said in 2020, Americans had learned how to truly hate. And, you know, God kept teaching us about love, 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 love. And I couldn't figure out why, but we know now why, don't we? Because there was so much hate going around, and he had to keep love circulating in our spirit so we didn't give in to that spirit of hate that was consuming most of the world. Now this is God speaking. All those who are fed up with sin, all those who have decided that they are ready to go all the way with their God, it is you who I am getting ready to exalt. It is you who I am getting ready to use in a mighty way. It is you who will go all the way with the Maker and the Master of the universe. You will carry my love to a love-starved generation of lost and dying souls. It is you that will have compassion and grace for the down and outers. It is you who will carry the glory for all the world to see at this given time. Who's going to do all this? You. Each one of you sitting here this morning, you are going to do that. And you who are watching, you are the ones that God is going to use to bring his kingdom here to earth and to bring in this great harvest of souls. God said, I am forwarding all my love to you, and that love will saturate you totally and completely. And it will be through this great saturation of love that many lives will be changed in a split second. I have called and I have chosen a peculiar people for this end time revelation of who I truly am. Let me ask you a question. How many of you in the past year have really had to fight with your love walk? In other words, your love walk wanted to wane. You know, things that didn't used to bother you started to bother you, and you really, your love walk was just not where it should be. And you had to cry out to God and cry out to God, God, bring back my love walk. Let me love like you want me to love. And you know, and if you're like me, you couldn't believe some of the things you even thought about people, because it's not your nature. But that's how heavy hate was in the atmosphere. And it was trying to overtake even God's very elect. And each one of you are God's elect. Don't ever let anybody tell you not. You are God's elect. Now, the gospel of love. God says, come now and realize there is going to be a mighty, gigantic move that will come across your land. It will be known not only as a Jesus movement, King of King movement, for I alone have stripped away religion and have stripped away any alliance with the world. It will cause everything that makes you stumble to be stripped away. There will come fire on the feet of my own to spread. I'm sorry, let me say that again. There will come fire on the feet of my own to spread the gospel of love, the good news of forgiveness, the good news of healing, the good news that God is for you and not against you. I'm going to bring forth a grace message, but it will be a message balanced with grace and righteousness, in purity and holiness, and in power, for they cannot go independent. You just can't preach on grace. You have to have in it righteousness, purity, and holiness, and power, right? But they must flow in the same river of love, protection, and authority. All those must flow in the same river of love, protection, and authority. Love is your foundation. If you don't have love, then you don't have a foundation. Your love is sinking sand. You must have the agape love of God if you're going to stand. I know what I'm talking about. God made me a love vessel in the last year. I didn't know if I was going to make it because of the way the enemy attacked me in my love walk. In the way he had me look at people through different eyes. Instead of the eyes of Christ, I looked at people through my own eyes. And it wasn't very nice. Right? And so I had to really fight to stay in that love walk. But thank God I made it. And thank God each one of you made it because of the teachings God gave us. And we can walk in love and not hate. We're not like the world. We live in the world, but we're not like the world. We don't allow the world to draw us into their mess. We're supposed to draw the world up into the heavenly places, right? God said, I move in many ways. Hear the mixture of the sounds. Did you not hear the thunder? Did you not hear the horses? Did you not hear them pounding the earth as they are preparing to move about? Did you not hear the rain of refreshment that is about to fall upon the earth? Did you not hear the tingle of hope? Hope that causes people to look up to know redemption is drawing near. Did you not come to an understanding that I move in a multitude of ways? Sometimes I come in a thunder. Sometimes I come in the whisper. Sometimes I come in a stillness. And sometimes I come as King of Glory on a mighty white steed preparing his people. Preparing his people to go forth with the gospel of power. God comes to you in different ways. He does not ever always come to you in the same way. This is why you have to know God and you have to know him personally so that you know when he is there and when he is not. God said, I am looking for a people who will submit, who will surrender, who will abandon themselves to me, who would take back their will from one another and place their will and allegiance to me and to me alone. Quit allowing other people to control you. Your Father is the one who owns you. People do not. Yield to him and do his will. People will cause you to do things that takes you out of God's will, you know. So always make sure you're doing God's will and only God's will. God says, my will is about to be revealed. In this will, you will come to understand why I have set you aside and why I have had you called out. I have called you aside so you could recognize my whispers. I have called you out from other things that would pull on you to be cut away from you for your good. Let's read that again. My will in your life is about to be revealed. In this will, you will come to understand why I have set you aside. And why I've had you called you out. I've called you aside so you could recognize my whispers. You have to know and hear God's still small voice if you're going to work for him. I've called you out from other things that would pull on you to be cut away from you for your good. And God has been telling us he's going to take even our friends away from us because they are distracting us from the voice of God and the will of God. He even will pull away your family members if they're distracting you and pulling you away from the will of God. Please allow God to be God in your life and quit allowing other people to rule your life. I'm just hearing God say he did not make you to be a stumbling block. He made you to be a kingdom keeper. And if you allow other people to rule you and tell you what to do, then you become a stumbling block because you walk in insecurity and you're not sure of anything and you can't help anybody. All right? The bridal chamber is open. God speaking again. I am preparing runners, runners with my word, runners with my power, runners who are able to leap over mountains with me with hind feet. Warriors, right? Our sign hasn't come in. Our next new sign is going to say warriors, something like that. I am causing my own to come apart, to come into the bridal chamber where I can whisper to them my will and they can come forth with authority of knowing who has sent them. Let's read that again and get this in your spirit. I am causing my own to come apart, to come into the bridal chamber where I can whisper to them my will, and they can come forth with authority of knowing who has sent them. Are you listening? Do you know who sends you? Do you really hear God's voice? Is it really God telling you to do the things you're doing? Or are you doing what you desire in your heart to do? I was trying to get together a praise and worship team, and it wasn't going. It just wasn't running smoothly. So I said, "We're going to just ditch that thing because God's not in it." And you know, some people say, "Well, why wasn't God in it?" Well, it wasn't running smoothly, so it wasn't a God idea. It was my idea. Are you understanding that? You know, one time I was talking to somebody, a pastor, and they were saying what they were going to do, and I said, "Well, have you asked God if that's what you're supposed to do?" And they said, "Well, why would God be upset if I was doing something to better his kingdom?" I said, "Well, but if he's not in it, it's not going to work. You know, I know you have good plans and everything, and I know you'll do a good job of that, but is God in it?" And some of you can sit here and say that you've done things that you did not put God in it and God didn't call you to do it. And it didn't fail, but yet it wasn't what God wanted you to do. You just got sidetracked and didn't do the will of the Father. For the time you're entering into, the bridal chamber is thrown open. And God has told us that before, hasn't he? But it will be different, for there will be a party in this bridal chamber. And isn't that what we're in, a party, right? It will be the wedding party that I am preparing for my own. Others will come, and those who are not dressed properly, but with their own good works or with all that man has placed upon them, I will take it off of them. I will place my robes of grace, my robes of righteousness, and robes of my power with my works, with my name for my sake. You know, others will come into the bridal chamber with God's people, but God is saying this time he's going to strip them of all their junk and let them stay in the body of Christ. Because in this harvest, everybody's going to have junk. Because these lost souls are lost. And we can't lock them out. We have to bring them in and let them mingle with us. And we have to, with the grace of God that's on us, we have to change their thought life and their patterns and bring them into the full knowledge who Jesus Christ truly is. Amen. And, you know, and people come in and we're dancing, we're singing, you know, we're clapping and shouting and rejoicing. And somebody comes in that's not saved and hear all that. They might want that. That might be what they need to change their lives. All right. Now, with this church, God told me right up front, he said, "I'm going to send you in pastors and I'm going to have you teach them and I'm going to send them forth to do my work." Now, see, this is why sometimes we don't understand what God's saying. Pastors did come in, but that isn't really what God was saying. What he was saying is he's going to bring people in who were unsaved. They were going to get saved, and he was going to make them pastors and send them forth. And that's what this church is all about. And he said, you will always have a swinging door church. In other words, all new people constantly coming through because God sends people in here to be taught in the Spirit, and then he sends them out. Are you understanding that? Yeah, and it's awesome that God has given us that job to teach the unsaved so they can go forth and start churches in the Spirit instead of in the flesh. we've had times in here when I've just talked to my husband and the sound people. But we stayed and we did what God told us to do, and God always kept us, and our God is faithful. And so, you know, if you're looking for a big crowd, then you're not working for God. Because God's not looking for a big crowd. He's looking for sold out souls. All right. Where am I at? The uneasiness many of you, this is God. The uneasiness many of you are experiencing right now is positioning you and making more room in your lives for the miraculous. Okay. You are stepping through the threshold and transition of pushing past the natural and stepping into the supernatural. How many of you are sick and tired of just coming to church? You know, every service I'm just hoping and praying. I said, God, let this be the day the supernatural is going to fall. Because, you know, I used to walk in that. But he said, I can't want that no more because what we're going to do is greater. But I'm still saying, God, let the supernatural fall today. Let the miracles happen today. Let the people come in the house of God. Let them be healed. You know, if there's no change of people, then have we wasted our time? You know, somebody said, when I go to the altar, why do I have to fall on the floor? Well, when you're down there, you know, you don't have to. You know, if the Spirit doesn't put you down there, don't go. We're not going to chastise you. You know, when you're down there and out, God does a work in you. He does a work in you. He's changing something about your life. So, and I tell people, quit fighting the Holy Spirit. They start walking backwards. Quit fighting the Holy Spirit. Just give in to him and just let him take you where he wants to take you. Right? All right, God said, I will bring healing where I have said I will bring healing. I will bring breakthrough where I have said I will bring breakthrough. I will bring freedom where I have said I will bring freedom. I will bring provision where I have said I will bring provision. I will bring restoration where I have said I will bring restoration. I will bring justification and vindication where I have said there will be justification and vindication. I will bring revelation where I have said there will be revelation. I will bring a song where there has been silence. I will bring a river where there has been dry land. I will bring joy where there has been sorrow. I will bring freedom where there have been chains. Whatever, in other words, whatever God has spoken, he's now going to do. Now going to do. Receive that in your spirit, man, because God wants to bless you abundantly. He wants to change you from the inside out. And he wants to bring you to a height in his glory that you've never gone through before. All right, God said, breakthrough will enter your households. Healing will enter your households. Freedom will enter your households. How many of us have been praying for that? God, come in here and change the people in my house. They need your resurrection power. Amen. Come on. God longs to draw the world to his love and acceptance and power. This is me speaking. We can no longer stand back and insist that people repent and come to Jesus. We must become God's loving representatives on earth to people in need. Remember that this year God is releasing a new way to operate. You know, the worst thing I can see is somebody telling you go to church and they cuss, tell jokes, do drugs with you. That none of that's God. Then you wonder why people don't want to go to church. Why do you want to go to church when there is somebody who's doing that? You are supposed to be an example of Jesus, not an example of the world. So please, if you're out there trying to get people to come to Christ, live like Christ lives. Amen. There are masses of people who, and this is me, there are masses of people who have been wounded by Christianity, and God is bringing forth the people who he has trained in the love walk that he can take to the wounded in heart and set them free to first receive his love and then to love others. A wounded heart is a distracted heart. You know, he's freed you up. He's healed you. Now you're supposed to take that same freedom, that same healing to another person who doesn't know it. You're supposed to try to help them. I say try because some people don't want to be helped. I learned that the hard way. And God said, if the Holy Spirit can't save them, what makes you think you can? Your job is to take Jesus to them. Live the life of Jesus before them. That's all your job is. It's up to them what they do with what they see and hear. See, you're wearing yourself out trying to get people saved, and all God wants you to do is take the word to them. I know that because God told me that one day. He said, daughter, you're wearing yourself out doing something that the Holy Spirit can't even do. And he explained it to me just like I explained it to you. I'm going to tell you, once you get that in your spirit, your walk with Jesus will be so much simpler. When you understand you're not the Holy Spirit and you can't save people. All right, God has been revealing, this is me again, God has been revealing to you the reason you were created. We were created to be love vessels for the Father and to carry that love to the far corners of the earth. Have you all gotten that down in your spirit, what you were created for? Satan doesn't walk away just because you got saved. In fact, if you're like me, when you got saved, he came after you with everything he had. You know, once or twice, I thought, it was better if I just stayed unborn again. And he hates you because he knows once you become born again, then he knows you are a threat to him, and he's going to come at you with everything he has. So are you a warrior or are you not? I'm sorry, but we're in a war, and you're going to have to war. You're going to fight the good fight of faith, and you have to stand your ground. I know a lot of you in here, and a lot of you know that when you stood your ground, it was awful. You cried many nights because everybody left you, because they didn't understand you or understand what God was doing with you or through you, thought you was crazy. But you had to stand your ground because God is with you. It doesn't matter who leaves you. God is with you. So I'm telling you that this morning so you know that it isn't a rose garden that you're going into. All right, we all know that the past year, our love walks have been attacked like never before. We who knew that love was the only way, all of a sudden you fought hate like never before. We all need to I put that in there because that was me, all right? We all need to understand that the very areas that Satan has been attacking are the areas of your strength as you enter this new season. So the area of our strength was love. Love is our strength. And the enemy was attacking that love walk, trying to get us to get into hate, discord, jealousy, all that junk. Destroy our love walk, then we had no power. Did he accomplish that in your life? Ask yourself that question. Be honest. And say, thank you, Jesus, for bringing me through that trial I went through. See, if we're honest, the enemy can't touch us. When you're witnessing, you can't go out there and witness like you're God himself. You have to go out there and let people see that you're flesh and blood too. That you have trials and tribulations. Just because you serve God doesn't mean nothing bad ever happens to you. And you will have sorrow. The Bible says so. Let's be ourselves when we go out there. If you're really born again. If you're still a heathen, please don't be out there trying to witness being a heathen, all right, and being yourself. But if you're really born again and really following God, then just be yourself and just talk to people like they're people. How many of you going to church and the pastor stand up there and they talk right over top of your head? And you're trying to be what they are, and there's no way you're ever going to get there because you don't know what they're even talking about. When I started, God said, I want you to be down to earth. I'm down to earth. Right? All right, let's go on with this. So then I said, the plan of the enemy right now, there are five plans being released from darkness upon people who are pursuing God's destiny for their lives. They are to get you discouraged, to make you think you messed up or missed it, get you sidetracked and frustrated, and get you stressed out, stealing your peace. The fifth plan is to get Christians to continually accuse one another. Okay, let's go back to the four. How many of you just went through all four of those things? I did. The stressed out one really got me. All right. Accusations and negative talk will quickly slow down your process of promotion. In Matthew 7, verse 1 through 5 says, don't criticize, and then you won't be criticized. For others will treat you as you treat them. And why worry about a speck in the eye of a brother when you have a board in your own? Should you say, friend, let me help you get that speck out of your eye, when you can't even see because of the board in your own? Hypocrite, first get rid of the board, then you can see to help your brother. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the honest truth? I tell my family all the time, quit judging. You need to look at your own life. Quit judging. The body of Christ is bad in about judging. And that is not of God. Jesus said to bless those who curse you. Find ways to let go of your differences and bless the person instead. It will change the situation around for good. Let's say that again. And let's be honest as we hear it. Jesus said to bless those who curse you. Find ways to let go of your differences and bless the person instead. It would change the situation around for good. And how many of you have had a hard time doing that here in the past 6 months? You know, we know what we're supposed to do, but the enemy just came in like a flood, and he just tried to get us to do all kind of dumb stuff, didn't he? But we knew who we was fighting, and we fought through, and we won the battle, right? Joshua 6:20 says, so the people shouted and the trumpets were blown. As soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted a great shout and the wall fell down flat so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they captured the city. God is sending us forth this morning with the trumpet of love set to our lips, and we will tear down every wall with God's agape love. You can't win anybody to Christ with anything except the love of Christ. It really bothers me to see husbands and wives belittle each other. Or, you know, I see a husband trying to serve God, and the wife gets jealous because he's serving God, and then they pull them back out of the will of God, you know, out of the church. Church, we need to be a church of love and compassion. We need to be a church that builds up and not tears down. You know, the body of Christ is messed up. It's been messed up for quite some time now, and God is trying to get the body of Christ where it should be. Sometimes in a few short days ahead, God is saying that you're going to encounter things that you've never encountered before. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to everybody, that you've never encountered before. And as you pull in that love that God is talking about this morning, that you'll be able to overcome the things that Satan's trying to bring into your life. And some of you, you're steeped in religion. You've had a doctrine. You've been doctrinated into things that aren't even in the Word. And God wants to set you free from all that junk. He wants to set you free so you can truly hear His voice and His voice only. Aren't you tired of being led around by the nose by the enemy? Don't you want to hear God's voice very, very clearly? You know, days go by where I continue on with my day's work. I don't sit in a chair and just listen for God's voice. I go around doing my work, and God talks to me continually. I have to write down the notes, but He talks to me continually and shares things with me about what's going on in the world, or about what's going on in people in the church, or about people who belong to the church but, you know, have slipped away. That's the way you should live. You should live where God is speaking to you all the time, just not every now and then. Your communication with God should be an open line. Constantly. You walk around these stupid cell phones in your hands. I get so tired of seeing that. How can you hear from God when all you're waiting for is a ding-dong on your phone? You're concentrating on when this phone's going to ring next. You're not concentrating on hearing to God. You don't have a direct communication. and therefore you do dumb things in your life. God has called us to be peculiar people. Different than the world is what peculiar people are, different from the world. He wants us to be sanctified and set apart for His honor and His glory. You know, I look around at you, and you've been coming to the church for quite some time, and I've watched you change over the years for the good. But now God is taking us into an even deeper level in Him than we've ever been before. There's a place in His heart we haven't even touched yet. There's things in His kingdom that we haven't even scratched the surface of. And He said that in this year, He has people that He's going to take to heaven. He's going to reveal heavenly secrets that they're going to bring back and teach to the world. Now, why not it be one of us? Why not it be all of us, is what I should have said. Sorry, I misstated that. All of us. Just one of us can't do it. All of us. The only way we can do that if we are truly peculiar people, and that peculiar people will love at all cost. And you don't, I'm hearing God say, you don't walk in past regrets. You can't walk in past regrets and still serve God, because then you're bound to your past.